This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. An Arizona man who took part in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol while sporting face paint, no shirt, and a furry hat with horns made his first court appearance on Monday. A judge scheduled a detention hearing on Friday for Jake Chansley, who's been jailed on misdemeanor charges since surrendering to authorities over the weekend in Phoenix. The FBI identified Chansley from images taken during the riot showing his distinctive sleeve tattoos. He was inside the Capitol and on the Senate floor as he carried a U.S. flag on a pole topped with a spear. His court-appointed attorney, Gerald Williams, told the judge that Chansley has been unable to eat since he was arrested on Saturday, since he apparently has a tender stomach. Chansley's mother, Martha Chansley, told reporters outside the courthouse that her son needs an organic diet.
He's very sick. If he doesn't eat organic food, literally, he'll get physically sick. So he needs to eat.
Chansley is among at least 90 people who've been arrested on charges stemming from Wednesday's siege on the Capitol. The World Health Organization is warning that mass vaccinations against the novel coronavirus will not produce herd immunity this year. WHO scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan told reporters Monday that it takes time to produce and administer enough doses of a vaccine to finally stop the spread of COVID-19. Dr. Swaminathan stressed the need for countries to continue observing mitigation efforts such as mask wearing, social distancing, and hand washing. In a related story, Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine should provide immunity for at least a year. U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced Monday plans to boost production by at least 50%. This is VOA News.